Welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. I'm Nicole, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Adam and Becca.
Hello.
Hello.
Why do I feel the need to sing the intro every time I lead? It needs to be sung.
Yeah, just go with it.
Okay. Well, folks, today we are going to be in episode 2 of our spooky plants that kill people. And guys, my plant is a serial killer.
Oh.
It's fitting. It's very fitting.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we got some murders going on, okay?
Okay.
But first, we have to do a little ketchup and mustard. So, how was your week, Adam? What'd you do?
The week's been good. I didn't do much. There's this bar in town, this brewery in town that has like this whole like park area that they built outside. Ooh. And they were showing a Harry Potter movie last night. So it was like Potter in the Park, and it was really cute. So it was fun to, I went and did that.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, it was a pretty uneventful week. This weekend, I spent some time, like, doing some little crafties for a Halloween party.
Ooh.
Like, I went and bought, like, flower sack tea towels and dipped them in Mod Podge water. And then
ghosts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I draped them over, like, a balloon and making little ghosts that'll stand up.
Oh, cool. Fun.
It was cute. It was fun.
That's fun.
But I left them at my friend Jessica's house because that's where we're having the Halloween party. So, yeah. I'm sure I'll show you how they turned out eventually, but I think they're going to be cute.
I just did a Halloween DIY too.
Did you? What'd you do?
I just got like a foam ball and I put it on I have like some obelisks from like springtime. You know what I mean? You put them in big planters. And I put the foam ball on top of it. And then I put a sheet over it and it looks like a ghost.
Oh.
Do you have it outside?
I'm going to. And they're cute, like little floral sheets.
Oh, that's fun. Oh,
that's cute.
Yeah.
We did that last year, but me and my mom went to go to Michael's to get like a styrofoam ball. And the styrofoam balls were like $20. And we're like, wait, this is supposed to be a cheap DIY Dollar Tree kind of craft, and we couldn't find them. So we took like a garbage bag and stuffed it with like grocery shopping bags and like tried to form a ball. It was a little tragic, but it worked. It was cute.
Oh, that's fun.
Cute.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a little DIY. But okay, so here in the US, we had a test of our national alert system.
It happened. Oh, you're going to bring it up, huh?
It happened yesterday, right? That was yesterday?
It was yesterday. Yeah.
2 minutes early.
Thank you.
2 minutes early.
2 minutes early.
Oh, my gosh.
But did you guys read... So, sorry. Not going to dive like full into conspiracy theory politics, but have you been reading the conspiracy theories about this? That it was used to activate some sort of zombie thing inside of all of us from the vaccines? Like, this is QAnon shit. And I'm
this
like,
this is QAnon shit.
I saw a story about it and I was like, this can't be real. People can't actually think this, but there's so many people who actually think that.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I saw that, but then I saw another one that was like something about the government controlling our brain waves some way and like probably similar to that one. But it's just like, what are you talking about? But then like in the very, very back of my head, I'm like, okay, I can see the US government doing some shit like that.
some Black Mirror shit. But my thing is, your cell phones, Meta is controlling you more than any government ever could.
Yeah, for sure.
Like literally the internet is controlling you.
Yeah. Yeah. Zuckerberg's got us on lock. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know.
And every other app you use for that matter.
I was baffled, but I saw like a TikTok where someone's like, oh, if you were a person who tried to like shut off your phone so you didn't get the alert and turn into a zombie, that's why they did it 2 minutes early and all that stuff. And I was like,
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And I saw some funny ones too.
What do those people like say when the conspiracy theory ends up not being real? Like, we're not zombies. What do they say to themselves then?
Okay.
Oh, it just gets disregarded.
Yeah, because do you remember that time when that one person slid into my DMs and sent me all of this QAnon crap?
That was a fun time. Yes. Me too.
Okay, so none of that stuff came true because I'm pretty sure they said that Donald Trump was going to be assassinated and that's what's going to start off the whole thing.
Yeah. He's alive.
And he's going to have 2 terms of his presidency and all that stuff. And I think that's probably why a lot of the people are like, oh, he's still president. We know in our hearts, Donald Trump, save us. Anyway, I kind of want to like unblock that person and be like, hey, buddy.
care to talk about it?
What you thinking about now? Because like none of that came true.
Oh, anyway. We should unblock them and just have a conversation, you know? I don't know.
But anyway.
But that's what it is. It's disregarded after that. That's what it is. It's like, oh, I was wrong, but we don't have to talk about that because there's all this other stuff, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to like shimmy down the hole into like the insane politics, but I just thought that was a little baffling. That's right up there. Cause sometimes like, I don't know, I think TikTok changes what it shows you given the time of day that you're on it. Have you guys noticed this?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get some weird shit at night when I'm like,
I get not protected,
like meaning not protected. And it's like, I'm just not expecting it. But like, at one point I was in Washington, D.C., for that event, and then it was weird because they're like 3 hours ahead, so I like wasn't falling asleep until like 3 a.m. so I was like laying in bed on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I was getting flat earth stuff constantly.
Really?
Like people really like videos of like boats bumping into like the ice wall barrier that's supposedly keeping all the water on the planet that's flat.
Oh, God.
I was like,
Truman Show shit.
I know. But like sometimes I'm like, okay, There wasn't a moment that I was believing that the earth was flat, but there was a moment where I was like, I could possibly believe some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like the algorithm was like, okay. And now I can kind of see, I mean, I was brainwashed into a cult of Christianity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I could see how people can get like a little brainwashed, you know, into this, like the earth is flat.
I can easily see.
I don't think the earth is flat. Just FYI.
Okay, good. I mean, I can see how that can happen. And Jay watches a lot of History Channel, Science Channel. A lot of the stuff on there is pretty wild too, if I'm being honest.
What did Jay think about the aliens in Mexico? Did we already talk about that?
The aliens in Mexico. Oh, he's pissed because now they're talking about it. The government's had alien info and we've had aliens for so long, and like, why now is his question, right?
Valid,
yeah. But the whole 2 minutes early thing, really quick, right? Well, I was at a gas station. I was getting my $1.2 billion winning lottery ticket, so I thought.
Girl, I bought a lottery ticket too.
Yeah, you gotta do it. It's up to 1.4 now.
This is the first time. So Steve and I. Oh, that's what happened this week. Sorry. I don't keep put a pin in your thought because I'm taking back over. Okay.
Go ahead.
We were at Walmart and I had just heard how big the lottery was and I was like, should we buy a ticket? And there was like a machine right there. And then we literally stood in front of the machine for like 5 minutes. And we're like, what do we do? Like, how does this work? And then we were Googling like, do I need a power play? Like, do I need to add power play? Because I've never bought a lottery ticket. Anyway, so I bought like 10 lines of the quick pick.
Okay.
Not even a single number matched. And
it's
Steve
a fucking
was like,
scam.
Steve was like, I feel like that's harder to do. And we should probably win something for not matching any numbers. And I was like, yeah, probably should. Out of 10 lions, not one number in the entire 50 numbers matched at all.
Okay, so I have the Illinois lottery app. So every state has an app, I think, that you could just play the lottery on there. Because I got real lazy. Because this happened a few times. My mom's like, you got to go out and buy a lottery ticket. And I was like, I cannot be bothered. Wait,
you can buy one on the app?
On the app, yeah.
Oh, fuck. So you should not have told me that.
I'm sorry. It might be different in Arizona, so maybe you can't.
I was already living my dream life when I bought that ticket. Like, we spent the entire afternoon talking about what we would do immediately.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you could buy them on the app. So that's what I typically do. But I decided to go to the gas station to get my ticket yesterday. And same thing. I walked in and I was like, I want to buy a lottery ticket. And she's like, okay, for which drawing? And I was like, the Powerball. And she's like, do you want one lion or how many lions do you want? And I was like, is this a drug deal? Like, what's happening here? I don't understand. And I was like, I guess just one. And it was like $2, right? But then it said like no power play. So I guess that's extra. I don't care. Listen, if someone wins this Powerball $1.4 billion, right? You could get a payout.
Take home was like $480 million or something.
$480 million. Say you're going to get half that by the time you pay taxes. $250-ish million.
I think the 480 was after taxes.
Was right? It really?
Because I think they about half goes to taxes.
Well, yeah, but the payout, if you have an option of taking some every year. And then a one-time payout. And I think the one-time payout was the 480 something.
And then half goes to taxes. Yeah.
And then half goes to taxes. Yeah. So your dream, the whole day that you made those plans with that money, cut those dreams in half because you're not getting all that money. Anyway, like what are you doing with that money? Like, what are you doing with, who can spend that much money in a lifetime? Nobody, right?
I mean, there is a reality show about like people who've won the lottery and wasted all of their money. Yeah, like millions.
Oh, I mean, the first thing I would probably do is obviously pay off all debt and take care of my family. But then I'd invest in property and you would never have to, like, you would just be making money on your money.
Yeah.
Like, it'd just be, I cure world hunger. Maybe I'll do that too, you know, but like,
I don't want a big house. That's what I came down to. Like, I want a nice house. Like, I want one that's like has enough space for us, that has like storage, but I don't need to live in a mansion because I don't want to clean.
Me neither.
I don't want to clean that house.
Well, you could hire a cleaning crew.
Well, true, but then I feel like I just get like really frugal. Lonely? And probably recluse because I would not trust anyone because I would be like, oh, yes. You don't want to be my friend. You only want to be my friend because of this.
That's what I told Jay. I was like, we wouldn't have any real friends though. You realize this? And he's like, we wouldn't need any real friends. And I was like, oh, true. Actually,
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
I've heard that a lot of lottery winners end up going broke in the end, actually, because they just don't use it correctly.
Yeah, well, yeah, people got to hire a lawyer and a financial advisor. Like, those are the two first things you should do, probably, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, aside from all the lottery mumbo jumbo, I was walking back to the car at 1:18 p.m. and my phone screeches in my hand. I almost threw it because I wasn't expecting it. And then I got to the car and I see Jay looking at his watch and he's looking at the car and the car is going off and he's like, they did it 2 minutes early. It's like, we're all gonna die. But then, you know, Mia was in school, so she texts us and she's like, everybody's phones went crazy, so I guess my brain's fried. I don't know what I should think. And I was like, you know, she's making fun of it. And I was like, well, we'll see.
We'll see. Yep.
Was it iPhone and Android, like every phone?
I think so.
Yeah.
Every radio system, because it was an emergency alert system. So it was like car radios, watches, like everything, TVs, I think.
Yeah.
Which is creepy when you really think about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's a movie coming out, you guys, and it is with, what is her freaking name? Oh no, what is her name? Is it Julia Roberts? Oh, I'm probably wrong. Anyway, it's about end of the world shit. And it's about like things happening, like strange things happening. And they're realizing that the world is like apocalyptic, like the world's ending. It looks really good. And I can't give you the name, can't give you the actors. So. Good luck finding out what that also, movie is.
Nicole, you're like, it looks so good. Everyone's going to die. The whole world is collapsing. There's meteors coming. It looks really fun. Can't wait to see it.
This. I kind of like the world ending movies, but it does give me nightmares. But I also like the dystopian future stuff too.
Yeah.
Can't do fantasy yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. Anyway, we're halfway through our catch up. So we gotta push on the gas. Becca. Okay.
All right. Becca, what's going on?
What's happening?
I went to a wedding. Yes, that's a fun update. It was one of Daniel's childhood friends. He was in our wedding, and he's a very sweet guy. His wife is a very sweet woman. And it was in Iowa, so it was our first trip night away with Nora. And it was a shit show. Like...
Did you take her to the wedding?
No, it was a kid-friendly wedding, but I was just, I don't know if it would be loud, like if she was fussy, like I just didn't want to deal with it. So
yeah.
We got a hotel room for our mother-in-law at the same hotel we were staying at, and she came up and watched her while we were at the wedding, and then she got a night out too. Well, night with her very granddaughter, nice. Which she probably thought was great, so yeah.
Yeah, so why was it a shit show?
So Daniel is the... Okay, and see, I'm not even talking shit about him because he knows this is true. Everybody knows this about him. He is a procrastinator to the highest degree. I've never met someone who procrastinates as much as this man. And I am also a procrastinator, but not to the point of self-destruction, okay? So I was like, we should pack up like the night before, like at least a few things so that we're not as stressed out. Oh, no, we'll just worry about it tomorrow. See, I should have just packed anyway and just ignored him.
Oh, instant anxiety in my mind.
We needed to leave the house by 10 a.m. Okay. We got up around like 7:30, 8. And
you didn't pack anything yet?
Correct.
Oh, God.
Nicole is not well.
Okay. I'm not well.
That's kind of how we operate, though. And it's never been a problem, but now we have a baby. And, like, the amount of shit you have to bring when you have a baby is insane. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was bringing bottles. I was bringing milk, pump parts, all of her clothes, all the extra stuff, burp cloths, diapers, like, everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then our stuff. So... it was a mess. We left at like 10:30. So we were like pretty. Yeah, I know, Nora. It was frustrating.
Daniel packs his own. He packs his own bag, though, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because, you know, there's some guys that like don't even pack their own suitcase. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't have to pack his stuff. He packed his bag. He also packed the stuff for the dogs. And then we were bringing up a piece of furniture for his sister. So he packed all of that. So I was in charge of me, Nora, and like milk. So it was split 50-50 pretty well. And that just sort of naturally happened. And I was like, wow, I have a competent partner. This is great. Like... it was great.
It's like that soundbite that was like, in that moment, it's when she realized she has a competent partner.
Yeah. Like the opposite of, in that moment, she realized she fucked up. It's like the opposite. She chose correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the morning. And like, as we're driving, because it was in Iowa, it was like 4 hours away. So as we're driving, I'm like getting a migraine. Horrible migraine by the end of the night. Like I was in so much pain, but I had I know somebody gave me some medicine and that helped immensely. So it all in all, it was really fun. I just had a migraine for like most of the day until I took that medicine. So I don't know. But I get migraines. So I mean, it's kind of normal for me. Unfortunately, I'm kind of used to it, but You know. Yeah. It's okay. But yeah, it was a really fun wedding and it was a great night away. Like Daniel had a lot of alcohol and fun and I was happy to be the DD. Because I just don't, we don't really drink like ever. And I think it's because it was his friend's wedding. He's like, let's just have fun. And I was just like, yeah.
Right.
I just don't. I know I'm going to feel like shit and I don't want to feel like shit because I have to take care of the baby. So
that's.
Plus, don't you have to like pump and dump?
I feel that.
Pump and dump if you drink?
If you. So there's like a new rule on this now. Like if you feel good enough to like feed your baby, then you can. Like basically if you can drive, you can feed your baby, essentially.
Okay.
And then it'll like leave your system within a couple of hours as well. So like if you just don't feed your baby, if you're drunk for like until it leaves your system, then apparently you can. That's the new guidelines.
Okay.
Yeah. But okay. Double check with your doctors. Don't take my word for it. But yeah, that's what I've been seeing and reading.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's amazing what alcohol does to you after you get to a certain age.
Oh my God. I know. I'm not going to share too many details, but he was hurting the next day. We'll say that. It was a rough day. The next day was rough for old Dan. But, you know, he had fun. He was so goofy. He's such a goofy drunk. Like, it's so funny. We were dancing and he's just like so goofy. It was so funny. So
that's sweet. When you were telling the story about the procrastination, because yesterday we needed to leave the house by like 4:45 and we both knew that, Steve and I, he got off work at like 2:30. Okay. I got off work at 4 and I wanted to shower after I got off work. So I'm showering, like trying to get, I'm like, I got out of the shower. It's like 4:40.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. He's like still in his like PJs / like whatever. And I was like, are you going to be ready? And he was like, oh, I mean, he does get really, really, really fast. But then I'm like, okay, but you're also getting ready while I'm also trying to get ready. So like, yeah, we're kind of making the same time, but now you're in my way constantly. And I'm like having to move around you. And you had 2 hours out there on the couch where you're just sitting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You sound a little frustrated.
Constant. It's a constant.
We love Steve.
We love a procrastinator.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, I couldn't do
Nicole's not a procrastinator.
It'd be a problem. I'm not a procrastinator. Neither is Jay. Jay is not a procrastinator either. Thank sweet baby Jesus in the sky.
See, but like, so Nicole, when you go on a vacation, are you packing a week before or are you packing the night before?
Well, I'm not my mother. My mother does pack a week before, sometimes multiple weeks before.
That's insane to me when people do that.
We were having the carpet shampooed this week and all the furniture was up off the floor 5-6 days before they came. I'm like, what's happening? It looks like poltergeist in here happened. Like, what is going on? So I'm packing like, it depends on the trip. If I'm going like on like a week, 10-day trip to like Puerto Rico per se, maybe it's like 2 or 3 days before. But if I'm just going to like San Diego with my two friends, then it's like the day before.
Okay.
But it's like I don't have to wash my clothes to pack them like some people. And
what does that mean? Do you pack dirty clothes then, or are you just always on top of your laundry?
I'm always on top of my laundry. Yeah, oh, is that relate. Why you have to? That's why you have to do laundry.
Because the stuff I
want to
pack is in the dirty clothes. But then the weird thing is I have to put everything away before I can then pack. Like I put it all back and then I take it out to pack.
That is weird. See, I thought you were washing clean clothes before you left. Like you had to wash them again.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not that on top of life. Okay. All right.
But yeah, it's not very long before I go on my trip that I pack.
That's good. Hot tip.
I'm getting my life in order a week before though.
See, I can't relate to that. If you bring clothes on a trip that you don't wear, you might be tempted to put them back, but you should still wash them because of bed bugs.
Oh.
Oh gosh, they're rampant. You know, the thing is though, they're going to be here in no time. because Paris is a big city. And you know people are flying into New York. People are flying into Chicago. People are
flying into Paris.
Yeah, what?
They're covered in bed bugs.
What?
You guys didn't hear about this? I thought that's why you just said it.
No,
I'm just always aware of bed
bugs. Oh, it's like an epidemic in Paris right now.
People are doing
videos on like the metro, and there's literally just like bed bugs crawling on the seats of the metro.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, so.
No.
I thought you guys knew. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, give it a googs.
Oh, I don't want to googs.
I'd prefer not. Mm-mm.
Like, there's like I think the travel minister in Paris was like, please stop coming. Like, don't come here.
Don't. Hell no. Now that I know that, cross Paris off my list.
That's horrifying.
I mean, I think it'll be fine in no time, but like, those are going to get to the US. Like, it's going to hit us.
Yeah.
You know? Absolutely. Shit.
No, I have. There was a couple months ago when like Dan and I we had like bites on our body and we're like, what is this? And we were checking for bed bugs like every day. And we didn't have them. I don't know what it was from. It eventually went away, but we were so anxious that we had bed bugs. Like that is a nightmare.
It was probably the ticks.
It is a nightmare.
Or skaters.
It was the ticks. How are the ticks out there right now, Becca? Are they good?
You guys, I haven't seen a tick in months. It's been a long time. Yes. My dogs haven't been getting them. We got our lawn treated, though.
Ooh, good.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did do a little bit of that.
The population.
That helps.
Population control.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been good on that. I haven't found any on the dogs or myself. I've barely been outside, so. None on me.
Yeah.
Last thing I'll say, I hired somebody to finish the greenhouse.
You did?
Yeah, this is a big thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
When's it gonna happen?
He's coming on Monday to work on some stuff. So it's one of my mom friends in town, her husband is a like handyman contractor type of thing. Like he was a general contractor, mm-hmm. I think, and then they moved here and now he started a handyman business. So I was like, oh, does he do greenhouses? Like, can I get his number? And he came out and he's like, yeah, I'll give you a great price since you're my wife's friend. And so far, so good. I mean, he hasn't come like to do anything yet, but yeah.
That is so exciting.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Do you feel relieved?
I feel so relieved. I was telling Daniel, like, I will pay a lot of money to get this done because I'm just done. Like, I need to be able to use it before we move.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Right.
Whenever
that
will be.
That's good. Yeah. Oh my God. That is
so good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited for next week's update on that. Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are at the 30-minute mark. I will just say one quick thing because I didn't do my update, but I did go to a professional NFL game on Sunday and it was my first NFL game. Never been to a Bears game, never been to any football game ever, and it was an experience and I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought. So
yeah,
I will say that it was fun. I have a little post on my Insta if you want to go check it out, but it was so fun and they lost, but it was a very good game.
And I'm still shocked that many people watch football.
Me too.
Were the seats like the whole way through?
there were some, yes. Okay. There were some seats that were pretty empty through the whole thing, and we all know that if that was a Taylor Swift concert, they would be full. Okay, moving on to the topic. Let's get into this.
I'm still holding out hope that we will see her there.
Please.
I'm still holding out hope. You know, I'm not giving up on it. I'm not giving up on that dream.
Okay. All right. Well, when those tickets start to go on resale, maybe we could catch them before they're $18,000.
Yeah.
And then we could go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so guys, let's get into the creepy plants that kill people part of this episode. I will say that I had so much fun researching this. I felt like I was back in school. It was a lot of fun, and I'm excited. Okay. Are we ready?
I'm so ready. I'm so ready to hear your creepy okay. plant stories.
Creepy plants. Okay. So today we're going to talk about water hemlock, and specifically about someone who died from it back in 1992. But before we get into that one death, and I say one because this plant has killed multiple people. I gave you a little foreshadowing in the beginning of the episode. It's a serial killer plant. So mm-hmm. buckle up, folks, buckle up. But first I want to talk about like water hemlock and like where it thrives, where it's located and all that stuff. Okay. So most of this info that I got is from the CDC website. So for reference purposes, the United States Department of Agriculture states that this is the most violently toxic plant in North America, which is so cool that I picked this one.
Look how giddy you're getting over it. Like, it's the worst. It'll kill you.
It's the worst. Okay. It's the Michael Myers of plants. Okay. So most states in North America, except from Alaska, Florida, Hawaii, or Mississippi, which is so random. Like, I could see Alaska and Hawaii being, you know, free from it, but Florida and Mississippi, like Mississippi's in the middle of the map. Like, I don't understand how to avoid Mississippi. I'm just convinced that nobody's found it there yet. Okay. Cause it's literally in every other state, which is crazy.
Arizona even?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I'm shocked.
Yeah. Be careful. Okay. Yeah. It's usually found in meadows and pastures and lives along streams. So my guess is probably not in a vast majority of Arizona, since Arizona is very desert, but where there is a stream, be careful. Which is where it got its name, water hemlock, because it likes to grow on like the sides of streams and stuff. But it could also be like found growing on the side of a street or like a highway. It's a creeper. It could get about 1 meter or 3 feet tall, so pretty tall, mm-hmm. I guess. But like when you think of it in the like looking at other plants, like it's probably pretty hidden, you know, it blends in. They have small little white flat flowers that grow on them, and it grows in like an umbrella cluster. So have you ever seen like dill growing in the wild with the little yellow flowers? It looks exactly like dill, except the flowers on these are white, which I'm pretty certain I've seen this plant like in the wild.
It looks very akin to the plant that Becca did last week.
Yeah.
Like how the flowers grow.
Yeah. It's a perennial, and it's in the carrot family.
So was mine. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Yep. Which makes me think twice about carrots. Are we sure they're safe? Because they turn your skin orange. Gotta be doing something.
They turn your skin orange?
If you eat too many.
If you eat too many carrots, it'll turn your skin orange. Yeah, it's weird. It's never happened to me, but do a little googs. Okay. Now let's talk about the toxicity of this plant, okay?
Oh, the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride.
You're toxic. Okay. Only a very, very small amount of this toxic substance in the plant, which is called sicutoxin, is needed to produce poisoning in livestock and humans. Some sources say that it's mostly poisonous if it's ingested, but you can also be poisoned topically. So like if you brush against it or like rub up against it, I don't know, there's been cases. But when ingested, sicutoxin directly attacks your nervous system, which is so scary to think about. Once a certain amount is ingested, which from what I found, it says it's about 0.5% of your body weight. So hypothetically speaking, if I'm like 180 pounds, that's about 9 ounces, right, mathematician?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. And when you think about 9 ounces, that's not a lot.
Of eating it? The weight?
Yeah.
You, not, okay, a cup of water is 8 ounces, right?
Yeah, but that's liquid.
But ounces is ounces.
Ounces is less than a pound.
Okay.
Right? 16 ounces,
16 ounces is a pound, right?
So it's half a pound.
Yeah. Half a pound. But like, I'm thinking about like a bag of chips. Doesn't that say like it's like under, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know how big, I don't know how many ounces a bag of chips is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to get some to find. I don't have any here. But anyway,
I could take out a bag of chips in one sitting. I think that's what you're getting at.
That's what I'm getting at. I feel like it's not that much. Well, because the story I'm going to talk about includes people forging and like, okay, well, we'll get into it, but I can see how this can happen. And I can see how 0.9 ounce or 9 ounces isn't a lot to ingest. Okay. This toxin causes grand mal seizures and it likely leads to death. Sicu toxin is a highly poisonous unsaturated alcohol and it has a strong carrot-like odor. Mm. So if you like carrots, you're going to be like, ooh, yum. Let's have a little water hemlock.
What's up, doc?
Picnic. Yeah. The toxin's found mostly in the tubers of the plant, but it's also present in the leaves during the early growth and the stems. But it also has the green seed heads are poisonous too, which that's how livestock get into it because they're eating like the seeds.
Does it affect livestock?
Okay. So now it does. Yeah. There's stories about it knocking off some population. Yeah. Okay. So let's get into the story about someone who unfortunately died due to ingesting water hemlock. Okay. I'm going to read this directly from the CDC. So this is like an article straight from that website. On October 5th, 1992, a 23-year-old man and his 39-year-old brother were foraging for wild ginseng in the middle coastal Maine woods.
Wait.
The younger man.
It is literally October 5th.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Ooh, that's spooky.
That's all I'm saying.
Spooky.
Ooh, and this was 92. So do the math real quick.
11 What's years. That like? No. 21 years.
21 what? Years.
Gosh, I hate that the 91 90s are...
years, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 31 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Listen, Adam's not as good at math as I thought.
No, it's just that it's the elder millennial in me that's thinking like the 90s can't be 30 years ago.
Oh, I know. Shit, I know.
Sorry to break it to you.
Okay. Becca's like, what are you guys talking about 11 years? Let us live in bliss. Okay. The younger man collected several plants growing in a swampy area, and he took bites from the root of one plant. Okay. Pause for a second, right? You're getting a visual. These guys are foraging for, what are they foraging for? They're foraging for some wild ginseng. They're having a good old time. This is why I don't forage. This is why I don't like hike. And I would never
this
think.
This is why I don't go outside.
Yeah, like pulling a wild plant out of the ground and just munching down on the tubers like it's dinner. I don't get it.
Bro, I used to go to town on a mulberry bush. Like I would be like, oh, yeah. And now that I'm like an adult and I know that bugs and bird shit exist, I'm like,
yeah.
Ew.
Parasites. That's how you get a parasite. Okay. Okay. So he took some bites off the root of this one plant. And then his brother took one bite off of that same root plant. Within 30 minutes, the younger man was vomiting and began having convulsions. Oh. Within 30 minutes. That's how fast it was. They walked out of the woods in a panic. And approximately 30 minutes after the younger man became ill, they were able to call for help. Okay, so they're calling the cops on themselves. Within about 15 minutes of the call, the paramedics showed up and they found the younger man unresponsive. And he was like turning like a bluish color. He had mild tachycardia, which is like a very rapid heartbeat, dilated pupils, and profuse salivation.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. He was also having seizures, followed by periods of apnea or like halted breathing. He was then transported to the hospital. Physicians performed gastric lavage and administered activated charcoal to induce vomiting, which is what we talked about last week. He started experiencing ventricular fibrillation, or like heart rhythms that like humans can't physically handle. Four resuscitative attempts were unsuccessful, and he died approximately 3 hours after ingesting the root.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, but
3 hours only.
But they both ate it, right?
They both ate it. So he took 3 bites of the root. The older brother took only 1 bite. So let's get into him. So although the older brother appeared to be asymptomatic when he arrived at the emergency room, he was still treated with the charcoal to as a preventative measure. And then he began having seizures shortly after that and exhibited delirium for like 2 hours after eating the root. He was stabilized, transferred to a center for observation, but no additional adverse effects were recorded. So he came out of it essentially okay.
That's crazy.
The CDC, I know. The CDC also notes that while cicutoxin is present in all parts of the water hemlock plant, the root contains the highest concentration. So they just, you know, they just bit right into that, that bad boy, you know. Most poisonous part of it.
And it went straight for that tuber.
Yeah.
Straight for the tuber.
The plant is considered poisonous. Straight for the tuber. What were you going to say?
You might have said this already, but my internet's been really in and out. But what did they think they were eating?
They were foraging for wild ginseng. And I didn't research what that looks like or what that, like, maybe it's in the same family, but it has been documented that most of the deaths that this plant has caused was because people misidentified it as something else. So don't pull shit out of the ground and eat it.
Okay. Got it.
Moral of the story. So the plant is poisonous in all stages of development, and it's most toxic in the spring. Spring poisonings typically result from ingestions. However, it can also be absorbed through the skin, which I talked about earlier, which scares me because it's like if you're walking in the forest and you kind of just like brush up against the plant, I'm sure that maybe you'd have to like really rub it in your skin. Look, the skin is our largest organ, right? We were talking about Becca wearing gloves using dead bug brew because like your skin absorbs chemicals pretty quickly too. And maybe it is just a matter of brushing up against this stuff to cause, like, maybe not death, but to definitely have some effects. Okay, so the amount of people it's killed, the CDC reported that at least 58 people in the United States alone have died after ingesting water hemlock, most identifying it as like an edible fruit or a vegetable. It's kind of sad.
So there that's what I don't understand. Unless people are like gardeners and they're like, oh, this looks very similar to like how a carrot grows, because I wouldn't even know how a carrot grew. But like, I'm not walking around just yanking plants out of the ground to be like, oh, well, there's a tuber. I can chew on that.
Yeah.
Is that, but that's, I'm guessing that's what foragers do, I guess.
They do.
It's too risky. There's so much that like looks, and like the copycats, they look almost exactly like the plant you're trying to get. So it's not even worth it to me.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, you just got to plant your own garden and only eat from that.
Yeah.
From that.
You Since know? We're all going to be zombies, I think this is good information for people to have, you know.
Oh, true. True, true, true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's been many cases of children using the hollow stems as whistles, which this probably dates back pretty far. I couldn't find a date on this.
So risky.
But there have been 7 children reported to have died specifically just from using the tubers as whistles. And I'm thinking like, okay, children using them as whistles, like you gotta be pretty bored. You don't got any toys in the house.
Okay. As I was just going to say, do you guys remember when you'd pick blades of grass and whistle with them?
Oh, true.
And you just would be like, how bored are you? Yeah. I grew up in a town of 1,000 people. We didn't have anything.
True. True, true. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
But like, But only from, they didn't ingest it. Technically, they just put their lips on it, use it as a whistle. But kids are weird. Maybe they took a chunk out, but
kids are weird.
They're just like, essentially that would kind of be like absorption through the skin. I don't know. I couldn't find like detailed information on those seven cases, but I found it kind of crazy. If you're one of the lucky ones that don't lose your life after ingesting this, you're probably still going to experience seizures, other symptoms like muscle twitching, restlessness, and this can like persist for months after. That's pretty scary. Livestock death reports back in 2010 that there were a herd of Hereford cows. Do you know what kind of cows those are? I don't know. I didn't look it up. 9 of them out of 81 died up in northwestern Utah after ingesting just the seeds from the flowers, because they found the cattle just like dead on the side of the stream, and all the plants there were water hemlock. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
I couldn't find anything on like deforestation of it, like people trying to get rid of it. But I did find something that said from the CDC, they suggest that if you come across it, you should pull it up by the root and remove it. And I'm like, bitch, I ain't touching that shit. Not after you told me it could be absorbed through the skin. Like, okay, put a glove on, I guess. But no, I'm not risking that. And that's probably why there's so much of it, because people are like, no, if you know about it, you're not touching it.
Yeah.
It's scary. But a little bit of history, though. You know who died from hemlock poisoning?
Ooh, are we talking about famous deaths?
It's a famous death. Ooh. He's a philosopher. Any guesses?
Mm. Where? What country is he from?
There's a lot of famous philosophers. Athens.
Socrates.
Yeah. Yeah, he was forced to drink a poison after being found guilty of corrupting the youth of Athens. And people believe that it was hemlock.
Really? I did not know that's how he died. That's some trivia.
That's how he died. Yeah, death by poison. Didn't know that was part of the death penalty back in the early days.
Yeah. I mean, it still is if you are if you're an adversary of Vladimir Putin.
Oh,
they give you hemlock?
No, I mean, there's just been lots of people poisoned around.
Right.
Or their plane just falls out of the sky.
But that's my that's my story on water hemlock.
That's your story and you're sticking to it.
What do we think about the serial killer that is water hemlock?
Water hemlock must be like all over the world then. It's not just U.S. thing.
Well, it is, but it's primarily found in North America and Canada.
Okay.
Southern Canada, I believe. Parts of Canada. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how it got here. Couldn't find that. But yeah, it's kind of scary. Because I swear I've seen this plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen that. Or like, there's so many plants that look like that here.
Yeah.
And like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, Queen Anne lace. But what if it's not?
Yeah, what if it's a poser?
Yeah, because they look like Queen Anne lace, kind of, or dill.
Yes. I couldn't believe how much it looked like dill. And actually, when I was looking at it, I was like, that looks like dill. I thought that dill's leaf or flowers were white. And then I Googled it, and I was like, no, they're yellow.
They're yellow, yeah.
But very similar. Very similar. Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Oh my gosh. I'm actually surprised there's only 58 documented deaths. Is that like ever or recently?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, because the story that I found from the CDC was from the 90s, and then the cow thing was from the 2010s. So maybe they've recently started documenting this.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it wasn't a thing, or people just didn't know back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, something else that's kind of crazy. I was watching an episode of 2020 the other night, shocker. And I didn't realize that like DNA evidence is not that old.
No, it's like, fairly new. Yeah.
Like 80s or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I was like, holy shit, that's why all these like serial killers in the 70s got away with this shit.
Yeah.
For a long time. Until they didn't. Yeah.
So it's like fingerprints and stuff like that. And hair, right? Is that hair, like the DNA
blood.
Stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
Semen.
Ew.
I had to say
yeah. it. Semen.
You're right, though. That is a very incriminating liquid.
It'll get you.
I was reading a Reddit story of an Am I the Asshole story, and she basically said that her husband leaves it on the shower walls, and she asks him to clean it up, and he gets all embarrassed. And she's like, no need to be embarrassed. Just clean it off.
What the fuck?
I just don't. I just... What?
Anyway, I would divorce him.
Yeah, Nicole would be gone.
That's grounds for a divorce. I apologize.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore.
Because she's cleaning it. Yeah. Then. No.
We already clean up enough of that stuff.
Disgust on Nicole's face.
Absolutely not.
I feel like I have seen Hemlock in like Outlander or something. Like,
oh,
I've heard of hemlock like before, but never like water hemlock. So then I'm like, is it the same thing, or is there like a
yeah?
There's different kinds, but I believe they're all poisonous.
Really?
There's another one called
I won't be trying my luck.
Well, there's another one called poisonous hemlock, which is different than water hemlock, but it's still poisonous, obviously. Hence the name. It's a crazy one, you guys. It's just a wild, wild plant. It'll kill ya. So,
dang.
I'm curious to know if any of you guys who are listening know any more about this plant. Possibly know. Have you seen it? Have you touched it?
Okay, but like here's my question. Have you ever seen the TV show Naked and Afraid?
Yes.
I have not. I think it's the dumbest show.
Okay, well, speak for yourself. I think it's pretty fun.
Sorry.
But my question is, like, some of those people have, like, studied or, like, they're interested in survivalist things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're always dropped off in, like, a foreign country. Are there people there that are like, oh, don't let them touch that. That one's poisonous. Because there's poisonous plants everywhere. There's plants that will kill you everywhere. So, like, is someone behind the scenes being like, steer clear of this plant?
I would hope so, but then what's the point? Because aren't they supposed to survive in the forest on their own?
But it's also just like a huge liability if they die.
Yeah. What a bummer episode.
Isn't Survivor the same thing? Was Survivor like reality?
Yeah.
Survivor's reality, but they let them get pretty skinny. Like,
yeah, they do get pretty emaciated.
They're signing some hefty waivers.
They have to be.
Yeah. I don't know. That show just freak. How much money do you win if you make it out?
I don't know.
I think a million. Oh, wait. That's not enough. Not Naked and Afraid. Sorry. I'm talking about Survivor.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know. But with Naked and Afraid.
No. You're not. Okay. For one, you're not putting me anywhere naked. Two, a forest? No.
No.
The mosquitoes would kill me alone.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And then three, recording me? Absolutely not for any amount of money. No. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I learned this fact about mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are like the deadliest creature on planet Earth. Did you know that?
I had a session 3 days ago, October. I have 10 mosquito bites on my leg from being outside for 5 minutes, and it was October. I don't even understand. Like, they're all over my legs.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it might have been the same mosquito just like jumping around, having a feast.
The only good thing about mosquitoes is they fly so slowly, so they're really easy to kill. But I had a bunch in my house because I left the door open because I was doing the thrips thing. Mistake. I'll never admit that to Daniel. But yeah, he'd be so mad at me. Well, you
just
did.
Just kidding.
He's watching. Yeah, they're the deadliest. I think they're responsible. They're like the, it's not an animal, but you know, like the thing that is liable for the most most human deaths or something. I don't remember.
Really? Well, they carry a lot of diseases.
Lots of diseases. Yeah,
well, you think like Zika and malaria.
Yeah.
Those are big ones.
Yeah.
Those are big ones.
Yeah.
Scary ones.
Wow. Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm really interested to see what Adam's is going to be. Wait, I think I already know what yours is, but I forgot. So
yeah, mine's along the same things as like foraging. Like, so I think there's a theme here in the fact of like, if you're going to be a forager, you better know what you're doing.
Just kidding. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah. You can't just raw dog it out in the wilderness and just stuff whatever in your mouth. It's just, that's not how it works.
No. And like, I remember somebody telling me this at a wedding, some employee somewhere, I think it was at the farm, that they like, when they were little, because they lived in the area, that they would just go on the side of the road and like pick the green beans or something. And I'm like, what? Like, no. I get the mushroom thing, because that could be cool. Like, if you're like looking for different mushrooms or... They're very distinct. Like, you could probably tell different mushrooms apart. But you have to be careful for that, too, because it's fungi. And it's some of them you can't eat.
There's some lookalikes. Like, for the morel mushrooms, there's a lookalike for that one.
See? It's a dupe.
So scary. Yeah. I just... No. We do have a tree, a couple trees on our property that made little berries. And like Dan and I were walking around one day and he just like picked one off the tree and ate it. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, it's fine. Like, whatever. And then I tried it and it was really good. But like, I wouldn't have known that that was okay at all.
See,
it's fine till it's not.
And some of these, like some of the deadly plants that I've been looking up have berries that look very edible.
Yeah.
And like, that's the same way when I was younger, I didn't know that the berries on that tree that was in my backyard were like safe to eat, but I was plucking those off and eating them. And it was like the purple and red. I think it's mulberry or something, but like, I didn't even give it a second thought. And I didn't have a parent next to me that was like, yeah, you can eat that. You know, I was just doing it. I just went out there. I was like, that looks yummy. Pop, threw it in my mouth.
Yep. Got lucky.
Yeah.
You're still doing that, aren't you?
Still putting berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Oh my God. Okay. Mary. Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm excited for next week. And
yeah,
very spooky, Nicole.
I know. It was spooky. I was kind of excited. I got a serial killer. Not going to lie. But, okay,
I wonder
guys.
If water hemlock comes across in a toxicology report.
Oh. Do you guys watch Ginny and Georgia?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Those that know, though, out there that watch Ginny and Georgia, she poisons her husband with a plant. And I can't remember what flower it is. Shoot. But it's giving that.
It's giving that. Okay.
That's giving that. Anyway, okay. Well, I really hope you guys liked this episode. If you did, head on over and leave us a spooky review. That's only 5 stars. And be sure to follow us over on Instagram at Potted Together and leave us a comment if you know more about water hemlock, because I'm genuinely curious because this is fascinating to me. And then you can also follow us over on our individual socials. Adam's at NotDude, K-N-O-T. Becca is at De La Plants, and I'm at My Clean Leaves. And then we have a little snippet before we started recording this episode. We record a Patreon episode. So head on over to our Patreon if you want to hear more from today's, not this episode specifically, like about water hemlock, but just us shit talking for 30 minutes straight, pretty much
random thoughts.
It was very random today. And that's it, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.